Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. James chapter 1, verses 23 and 24. If you listen to the word and don't obey, it's like glancing at your face in a mirror. You see yourself, walk away, and forget what you look like. My ability to forget things constantly amazes me, but it probably shouldn't. The brain decreases in size in our 30s and 40s, and more rapidly in our 60s. Norman Wisdom, the much-loved comedian and actor, said, "As you get older, three things happen. The first is your memory goes, and I can't remember the other two." In our verses today, James points out the absurdity of looking in a mirror and then immediately forgetting what you've seen. At the time, mirrors were made of highly polished metal, placed horizontally on a table for people to examine themselves. The reflection would not have been as clear as what we see in a modern mirror, but to not remember anything would have been crazy. Forgetting what you look like is relatively unimportant, but remembering what God's word says is in a different category. This is a matter of spiritual life and death. We can't run the risk of listening to what God has to say and then totally forgetting it. So how are we going to remember God's words? James's advice is to put it into practice. As we turn God's words into action, we're bound to think deeply about their meaning and the way in which they impact our lives practically. I wonder how you hear God's word. Many of us do so by listening to sermons, but most people often totally forget what was said by the end of the week. There are many things that can be done to help with this. Some people find it helpful to take notes while they're listening. That certainly helps me. Others talk with a friend or discuss the sermon in a small group. All of these things are helpful. But none of them beats taking immediate action and putting what you've heard into practice straight away. Let me ask you a question. How do you help yourself to remember what God has said to you? And now let me lead you in a prayer. Loving God, forgive us that we find it so easy to get distracted and forget what you've said to us. Help us to become better at listening to your word and then putting it into practice. Amen. Thanks so much for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcasts, which you can, of course, access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. God bless you. Do hope you have a great day.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.